Good morning. We continue with our study of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. So yesterday we spent some time talking about the first pasuk that we recite in our Rosh Hashanah davening, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, which was that Hashem will reign forevermore, which told us that we should always seek out to find Malchus Hashem. We should always seek out to find Hashem's sense of ruling the world, both in the past, in the present, and in the future, and also the understanding that we learn from the Meshech Chachma that we have to be ready in a split second to come to Hashem, and that too was important. Today, our second pasuk that we recite on Rosh Hashanah comes from, of all people, Bilam HaRasha, the evil Bilam that we read about in Parshas Balak. And we are told, Lo hibit aven bi Yaakov, v'lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael. He does not see anything wrong in Yaakov, he doesn't see any dissent in Yisrael. Hashem Elokav imo, Hashem, as God is with him, utruas melech bo, and he has the trua of a king with him. So the question is, what is this pasuk talking about, and what is the message over here? And today I think I'd like to share six opinions on the issue, which will form together into one major understanding. Rashi, when he tells us, lo yibit aven bi Yaakov, Rashi tells us, you have to understand, God loves us, and he doesn't want to hurt us. And that's the first message we take by reciting this pasuk. You are the King God. You love us. You don't want to hurt us. Rabbeinu Bechaya comments that it also shows us that God is with us. He's not on top of the world. He also wants to be within the world. And when we want to create a certain degree of reus, a certain sense of relationship with him, as in Abba, Achva, Shalom, Vareus, then when we attach ourselves to him, so he certainly wants to be able to make sure that things are best from us. So he doesn't want to punish us. He loves us, and he looks for us to develop a relationship with him. That's Rashi and Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Ramban says that that's not exactly what we're supposed to take out of this pasuk. Says the Ramban, the pasuk is speaking to us. We are supposed to put our bitachon in Hashem, right? And therefore, Hashem doesn't give any nation to the opportunity to strike us because we put our trust in him. So, Hashem, lo yibit aven bi Yaakov, lo ra'a amal bi Yisrael, is a reference to the nations of the world. They're not able to see any bad in us because Hashem Elokav Imo Suas Melech Bo, because we put our trust in Hashem, and we know that we want what's best for him. We want to put our trust in him, that he will do his best for us. Now, so by adding that element in, it gives us a little bit of a different direction. Whereas Rashi and Rabbeinu Bechaya are telling us to develop a relationship with Hashem, Ramban is telling us to put our bitachon in Hashem. And that's what we get. That's also part of the question of how we declare the Malchus. Klei Yakar adds that even when we have sinned, right, even within our sense of chait, we didn't exactly turn away from Hashem, right? Because truas melech bo, we always made sure, even within our sins, even within our oven and our amal, we always put something inside. And the Chidushi Arim adds to that comment that even though we sin sometimes, it was an accident. It's a mikra. It's the exception, not the rule. And so again, that too becomes a fundamental element. The element of developing that relationship with Hashem, the development of the friendship, the development of placing our trust in Hashem, and recognizing that even though sometimes we welch in our trust, that's an accident. We've always had the general idea. The Vilna Gaon says, even that's true even for the most basic people in our nation. They even when they mess up, they will do tshuva, in which case this pasuk also reminds us to go ahead and get up and do tshuva. And finally, the comment of the Brisker Rav, the Grizz, who says that truas melech bo means that we're supposed to make ourselves like a trua. The nations of the world get to join us within the concept of prayer. But there are two aspects of prayer, two types of prayer, says the Brisker Rav. There is prayer that is done with words, with supplication. That's not only for us, that's for the nations of the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special power of prayer called the Shofar. And so therefore, this pasuk is kind of highlighting the uniqueness of our relationship, and we need to bend ourselves just like a shofar does to be able to go pay attention to Hashem. That idea helps explain why this pasuk not only would fit this section, the Malchus section, but also the shofar section, and indeed, there are those, Rabbi Soloveitchik, for instance, would add that pasuk, Hashem Elokavi Mel Usruas Melech Bo, as the 10th pasuk instead of the one that we'll see when we get towards closer to Rosh Hashanah, was the one that he himself, as opposed to the Nusach HaTfilah, is identified for him. So again, we've identified a number of different ideas that we can take away from this pasuk Lohi Bit Avin B'Yakov. We have a responsibility to develop a friendship with Hashem. We have a responsibility to put our trust in Hashem. We didn't even give it up in the past. And when we think about it, every person in Am Yisrael will always do tshuva when he stops and realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that relationship, so we would improve it. And the understanding of the Brisker Rav that we need to bend to listen to Hashem. To take away, we have that relationship. We even when we mess up and we sin, we just make mistakes, but we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also the understanding that we need to bend to Him. So Hashem Yimoch Li'olam Vo'ed, yesterday, we need to be ready in a second to come to Hashem. Lo'i Bit Avin B'Yakov, today, we need to bend to listen to Hashem and to enhance the relationship with Him. If we put those ideas to light in our Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, if we start contemplating how it is that we do it, and not only will today be a great day, and Rosh Hashanah be a great day, but every day of our lives will be great as well. Have a terrific day.